Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
We also have been talking about Jazz Chisholm, who you guys hate.
I just feel like every time we have a problem, it's always been him. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only reason I was so frustrated. And then to even see that he didn't even have the ball for the way that he tagged me is just, I didn't like it. You know what I mean? So
you got a kick out of it last year when the Royal fans labeled you a villain. Do you still like that?
I still like it. Yeah, I think I went up to home plate today and I told Fermin, I was like, I kind of like it. Like, I'm not at home, so I don't expect to get, I would rather walk up to something, you know, like instead of walking up to no noise at all. Like, I feel like on the road, when road hitters come up and there's nothing going on, I feel like it's just like bland, you know what I mean? Like, go ahead and boo me. You're giving me some music to at least walk up to.
Did they get lucky scoring a couple runs today?
Keep that on the camera. You're gonna have another concussion in here. I mean, we won, so you know, there's no need to say that today.
I mean, I like the talk. I actually like Jazz Chisholm. I think he has a engaging personality. I don't got no beef with Jazz Chisholm. My brother, you're hitting 215. I don't know if you're the one to be popping off at the mouth this way. But Jazz Chisholm, you know what? He's allowed to do what he wants to do. In fact, I actually like it. I enjoy it. I wish we had more villains in baseball. I wish we had more players that make you guys upset, that you want to boo, that you dislike, that you want to go out to the ballpark just so you can yell and say, "You bum!" I wish we had more of those individuals. We don't have enough of them in baseball. So I gave Rob one assignment today. I don't need any audio. You don't got to book any guests. I don't need any of that. I need you to do one homework assignment. Rob looked at me and said, "Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play." And I said, "All right. I want you to create the anti-Royal team. I want you to make a lineup of your 9 least favorite Kansas City Royals. I'm talking about the anti-text line team, the team that gets you guys' blood to boil." Rob, take it away.
Carrington, here is the list. Starting at catcher, former Chicago White Sox, A.J. Pierzynski.
That's a good one. A.J. Pierzynski at catcher is a great one. You're off to a fantastic start.
I ran into a little problem with this team. A lot of middle infielders. So we got a little bit of players out of position, but that's fine because at first base, Manny Machado. Remember his beef with Yordano Ventura back in 2015? Fans did not like Manny Machado
I wouldn't have thought to put Manny Machado on this team. I don't hate it. I just wasn't thinking about a Manny Machado. It's a good pull there by you. A good pull.
Second base was a layup. Robinson Cano.
I can't fight that at all.
I mean, there was a whole hashtag and movement about this man. He went to Seattle and they still booed him. Robinson Cano is the second baseman.
Before the Royals went on their run in 2014 and 2015, that was my most enjoyable, my favorite memory of Kauffman Stadium was being at the home run derby and booing Robinson Cano and just feeling that your booing, your hatred of Robinson Cano really had an effect. Like, these athletes like to make it seem like they're robots, that they're not human, that they don't hear the outside noise, that it doesn't get to them. I saw it with my own eyes. We affected Robinson Cano, and as the pressure was building and building and building, he came up small. He might be the team captain on this team, honestly.
At third base, Josh Donaldson.
I don't like him.
I mean, his haircut, there was so much about him that was hateable. He was on the A's team and the Blue Jays team. No good.
Not a big fan of Josh Donaldson. Great pick.
At shortstop, the player you mentioned earlier, Jazz Chisholm. I didn't know Royals fans would boo him like that last night, and they got for him.
Jazz Chisholm's a starter on this team. He's good enough to be a starter on this team.
I think he's, in the last 10 years, the most hated player Royals fans have ever experienced. No one from 2021 garnered that hate. Jazz Chisholm talked bad about the city and does it with a little swag. He keeps talking bad, too. They need to plunk him, so they need to do. He's the shortstop.
This Royals team might not be about it. If this was a 14 or 15 Royals, somebody would have beat Jazz Chisholm up by now. But I don't know if the Royals got that in them, man.
They definitely don't have that fight. By the way, we pivot to the outfield. In one corner outfield spot, Milton Bradley.
Oh, man. Remember he got into it with Ryan Lefever?
Ryan Lefever is the nicest guy in the world. And Ryan Lefever said a very normal comment about Milton Bradley, and he wanted to fight Ryan.
I don't know how you can. I've met Ryan Lefever a good portion of times. How do you have beef with him?
Makes no sense. Also in the outfield, and it might be in everyone's outfield, Jose Bautista.
That's a good one. You're right. Everybody does hate Jose Bautista. He would be on a lot of other teams, too. Like, he just might be first team all hated across all of Major League Baseball. I've never seen people, like, rejoice when you got punched. Like, if you get punched in front of everybody and people are happy and people are like, oh, damn, I'm sorry that happened to you, or I'm a little bit disappointed. If people are celebrating that you got the one-hitter quitter, you got to start really evaluating your life and some of the choices that you've made.
Our final outfielder was a tough one for me because his player is very likable, but he murdered the Royals with the bat. Torii Hunter. Seems like a good dude, but I think he hit approximately 700 in his career against the Royals.
Ooh, you know what? I think there's a couple of guys that should have made this team. Brett Lowry?
Brett Lowry is actually, I'm happy to say, he is my designated hitter.
Okay, about to say, Brett Lowry's got to get some ABs on this team.
He is the designated hitter and your starting pitcher, Madison Bumgarner.
Oh, well, of course. Someone on the text line asked about Tim Anderson. Where does Tim Anderson rank on this
team? Tim Anderson got into beef with this team when they were fighting, but the team was terrible, so it mostly disappeared to the ether. Like, do you remember the player that plunked Tim Anderson? Like, a person who works in sports. Do you remember? Of course not, because the 2021 Royals won like 69 games. Like, who cares? Like, Jazz Chisholm took something from you. He made fun of your city. He said your team was lucky, and then he came into your town and beat you in the ALDS. So Tim Anderson, he can be a pinch runner, but he can't start on this team.
Go through the lineup one more time for people who might have missed it.
I got catching AJ Pierzynski, first base Manny Machado, second base Robinson Cano, third base Josh Donaldson, at short Jazz Chisholm, in the outfield Torii Hunter, Jose Bautista, Milton Bradley, the designated hitter is Brett Lowry, and your starting pitcher of the All Hate team is Madison Bumgarner.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back. And I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.